When you get back to Taglios now, Master, you can establish a mighty reputation by explaining the myths in the words of a being who lived through their creation. Centaraxita smiled sourly.
You know better, Dorabi. Mythology is one area where nobody wants to know the absolute truth because time has forged great symbols from raw materials supplied by ancient events. Prosaic distortions of fact metamorphose into perceived truths of the soul.
He had a point. In religion, precise truth has almost no currency. True believers will kill and destroy to defend their inaccurate beliefs. And that is a truth upon which you can rely. Chapter 98. I raised my head carefully to peer over the edge of the plain at the land of unknown shadows. Willow Swan snaked up on my right. He did the same. Riverwalker copied him on my left. River said,
"I'll be damned."
I agreed.
"No doubt about it, Doge. Goda.
Come and look. Will somebody bring One Eye up?" The little man had started talking about an hour ago. He did appear to be in touch with the real world at least part of the time. I beckoned the White Crow. That darned thing was going to give us away if it kept circling.
"To who?" Swan asked. "I don't see anybody."
Obviously, I was thinking out loud again. Swan weaseled sideways so Doge could crawl up beside me. Doge rose up. He froze. After 15 seconds, he harrumphed. Gota said it.
"Is the same place we left? You got us turned around, you fool stone soldier."
At first glimpse, it was identical, only... "Look to the right. There isn't any overlook, and never was. And Kialunay isn't the new city." I never saw Kialunay before it became Shadowcatch, but doubted these ruins resembled that old city much, either. "Get Suvrin. He might know." I continued to stare. The more I did so, the more differences stood out. Doge said it.
"The hand of mankind rested more lightly here, and men went away a long time ago."
It was only the shape of the land that was identical. "Back about the time of the earthquakes, you suppose?" What would have been hard-scrabble farmland in my world, here looked like better soil that had been abandoned for 20 years. It was overgrown by brush and brambles and cedars, but no truly sizable trees were yet evident, except those that grew in orderly rows, and those so distant they painted the foothills of the Don de Preche a deep green that was almost black. Suvrin arrived. I offered a few questions. He told me,
"It does look like they say Kialunay did before the Shadow Masters came. When my grandparents were children, the city didn't start growing until Long Shadow decided to build Overlook. Only, I don't see anything down there now but ruins."
"Look at the Shadow Gate. It's in better shape than our own. But not in good repair by any standard. The quakes had taken their bites." "You can tell where it is." That was a weight off my shoulders. I had anticipated fighting starvation while we fussed with strings and